This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The attacks of September 11th produced more attention for the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. The center's scholars and materials are highly sought by reporters and government officials. Nebraska Public Radio's Martin Wells reports.
Just minutes after the second plane struck the World Trade Center, calls started coming in to the Center for Afghanistan Studies, and they haven't stopped. So far, the center's director, Thomas Gutierre, has had over 800 requests for his time.
Pascal Times here.
Hi, Ashley. She canceled and rescheduled for Monday, and I put him
now
in.
Look at here, he's
slot.
Alive. How
I
you
put
doing?
Him in her slot.
I see you. Okay, come on. How you doing,
buddy? Gutierre is tall and lanky, with excess energy and a passion for all things Afghan. His eyes light up as he talks about the country's spectacular mountains, fabled history, and friendly people. Gutierre joined the Peace Corps in 1964 and lived in Afghanistan for a decade before moving to Omaha to become the center's director.
Let me tell you, I was probably as apprehensive about coming to Omaha, Nebraska, as I had been about going to Kabul, Afghanistan.
The center flourished under Gutierre's guidance, and today it's the only center for Afghanistan studies in the United States. It boasts a library with nearly 15,000 titles. According to Special Collections cataloger Shaista Wahab, it's the largest collection of Afghan materials outside of Afghanistan and perhaps in the world.
When Taliban came over, you know, a lot of material in the libraries were destroyed, or books were stolen or deliberately destroyed. And I think this library holds things which may not be in Afghanistan also.
The collection attracts scholars from across the globe, as well as officials from the U.S. State Department and even the Taliban. A group of Afghan officials, including Taliban ministers, visited the center in December of 1997. Two more Taliban ministers came to Omaha in May of 98. According to the center's assistant director, Rahim Yassir, those visits were paid for by Unocal, an oil company which was hoping to build a pipeline in Afghanistan. Yassir says the center does not support the Taliban, but does not turn away visitors because of their politics.
We have had visitors who belong to communist regime. We had party leaders from all these jihadic groups. We had people from the opposition. We had people from that group and this group. And they all came just for the same purpose, to visit. It is the only center in the whole United States, and this is it.
In 1999, the center was once again host to Afghan officials, though no Taliban members were present. The visit was paid for by a grant from the U.S. State Department. Gutierre moderated the discussions and later submitted briefs to the State Department. A State Department spokesman says this type of arrangement is not unusual and that the government obtains information from university centers all the time. One of the things that makes such centers valuable is that they stay in touch with people the government can't contact directly. People like former Afghan King Mohammad Shah and recently assassinated Northern Alliance leaders Ahmad Shah Massoud and Abdul Haq. In May of this year, Haq traveled to Italy to meet with the center's ambassador in residence, Peter Thompson. According to Thompson, he was asked by Haq to bring Massoud and the former king together to discuss a post-Taliban government. But Thompson denies he was involved in any unofficial shuttle diplomacy.
Well, I was not involved on behalf of the U.S. government. I did not speak for the U.S. government. They did not ask me to speak for them.
Thompson says he was not even officially working for the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the time. He was on a family vacation in Rome. Yet he informed the U.S. government of the meeting and briefed the government when he returned. Gutierre shrugs this off as business as usual.
That's a part of the whole kind of way in which we get to be more informed about what's going on in Afghanistan than anybody else, and that's, I think, important.
The center is not involved in intelligence operations, Gutierre insists, but they do share information when asked.
Or we get called in to meet with people in the State Department and we give them our analysis of the things, you know. I do the same thing on CNN, by the way.
For now, the calls keep coming in and Gutierre keeps giving out interviews and advice. But he's frustrated at being shut out of a country he's come to love and yearns for the day when the bombing will stop. Then, he says, it will be time to get back to the center's real mission, educating the children of Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Martin Wells in Omaha, Nebraska.